Verse 3 says, "And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." And friends, this is a picture of the holiness and the glory of our God. He's high and lifted up, and we need to see Him that way. And if we had seen Him that way today, it would deliver us from low living, and it would deliver us from this easy familiarity that some seem to have with Jesus. They talk of Him as if He's a buddy and as if they can speak to Him anyway. And my friend, you're not going to rush into the presence of God. You can't rush into His presence. He just doesn't permit that. If you come to the Father through Christ, that's the only way He can be approached today. And you never get in there because of who you are. You get in there because you're in Christ. No man cometh to the Father but by Me. The Lord Jesus made that very clear. And if we are His child, we can come with boldness, but we come to a throne of grace. If you attempt to come to God today on any other basis than the grace of God that's been extended to you in Christ, friend, you won't make it. He just doesn't let you in on any other basis. He's high. And we are told here, one cried to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." And the posts of the door moved at the voice of Him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Now the seraphim here repeat this monotonous refrain to the high holiness of our God. And this all sets before us the one great fact that God is still on the throne, and He's a holy God. He'll not compromise with evil one whit. And He's moving forward to eliminate it from His universe. Now, what is the effect that's going to have on Isaiah? Will you note verse 5? "Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Now, this man, Isaiah, was God's man before this experience, but this experience had a tremendous effect upon him. It revealed to him his condition. When he saw God, he could see himself. And the problem with many of us today is that we don't walk in the light of the Word of God. If we did, we'd see ourselves. That's exactly what John meant in the first chapter of his first epistle. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ. God's Son just keeps on cleansing us from all sin. Because if you walk in the light, you're going to see exactly what Isaiah saw, that you're undone and yet you're a man of unclean lips. You've really never seen the Lord, friend. If you feel like that you are worthy, or you merit something, or you have some claim upon Him, because you and I do not at all have any claim upon Him. Now, this was not only the experience of Isaiah, but very briefly, if I may go back and remind you of Job. You remember Job was a self-righteous man. Job could maintain his integrity in the presence of his friends that were attempting to tear him to bits. And they were attempting to quarter him and scatter him to the four corners of the earth. They told him he was a rotten sinner, but he looked them straight in the eye, and he says, "As far as I know, I'm a righteous man." And from his viewpoint, he was right, and he won the match against those friends. But my friend, he wasn't perfect. He came in the presence of God, you remember. And when God appeared to him and let him see who he is, this man, Job, no longer begins to talk about that he is going to maintain his righteousness. He said, "I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes." My friend, if you will walk in the light of the Word of God, you'll see yourself, and you'll know, even as a child of God, that you need the blood of Christ to cleanse you from all sin. That is the picture of mankind today. And that is the picture that you have here of this man Isaiah. You find out that this was the reaction of other men that came into the presence of God. John could say on the Isle of Patmos, I fell at his feet as dead. And Daniel said there wasn't any strength that was left in him when he came into the presence of God. And that was also the experience of Ezekiel. Ezekiel could cry out that way. And Saul of Tarsus could see himself no longer as a self-righteous Pharisee, but as a lost sinner and one that needed to be saved. And he says, what was gained to me, I counted loss that I might win Christ. He saw his need of Jesus Christ.